Devotionals Just in Time, Psalms chapter 73, verses 1 through 28. Why me? There are different moments in life. I don't know if any of those moments you have woken up with many questions in your mind. And one of the most common is, why do bad things happen to good people? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Maybe it has not been that precise, but you have had thoughts such as, why is it going well for such a person if all he does is stealing, lying, and do things against to what is pleasing God? And you begin to compare yourself to say, I am pleasing God, I go to church, I pray, I help those in need, I do good. But I realize that the more good I do, the worse it goes. And we began to compare ourselves. We began to ask or to doubt that what is happening in our lives is for our good. Then we are quick to say or to think, God is wrong, or God is not fair, or God forgot about me. Then we start thinking, do I need to start to imitate the behavior of those who misbehave in order for me to do well? Has it ever happened to you? I believe that we all reach that point in life and more when we realize that this is happening. But is this the right way to see things? We cannot see life from the condition of our pain. My beloved friends, and sometimes we don't see life as it is, but as we are, or through what we are living at the moment. We cannot judge life and see things from the position of pain in which we find ourselves. To judge everything from that point is to be completely wrong, and we could be questioning what God does, thinking that we do not deserve to live what we are living now. But what if it's just an excuse from God to bless you? What if the process is necessary to work in your life and teach you, strengthen you, affirm your faith, and take you to a new level? That is the perspective in which we must see the situations that we face in life. And even more when we have decided to depend on God. We have to understand that everything that is going to happen to us will happen with a purpose and will not be out of God's knowledge. Some situations that we will experience will hurt, but pain does not mean weakness or defeat. It means treatment, process, victory. Look, no one can say that they have experienced the joy of a great victory if they have not had to suffer a great battle. No one can experience the true peace if you have not gone through the storms of life's injustices. No one can say that have experienced being really consoled if you have not really cried. So my beloved friends, it is interesting and important to understand that what is happening in your life when you belong to God does not happen just because. Our Father created us and He knows us. You can put yourself in the situation of crying, throwing yourself to the ground, cornering yourself, complaining and dealing through questioning, fighting against the seasons that you had to live, or you can simply ask God for wisdom, for strength to know how to face them. There is someone in the Bible, and precisely, he wrote about his personal experience. I want you to come with me to the book of Psalms in chapter 73. It wasn't David, it was someone named Asaph, a worshiping singer. He served God. If we talked about him in present time, we could say that he would go to church, would come to meetings, that he was a good Christian. He was at the pulpit leading the worship services, preached, was a great example for society, for his life, and for the people around him. However, he had one of those days in which he began to question many things. And I believe that whenever we read this scripture he wrote, we are going to feel identified because we may believe in it today. Is God unfair? Doesn't God love me? Has God forgotten about you? Doesn't the Lord care about your pain? Come on. What happened to Asaf? What other questions did he ask that you may be asking yourself today? The most wonderful thing of all is that in addition to the questions, he got the correct answers. Let's go to Psalm chapter 73 and let's take a look from verse 1. See how it all begins. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their weaknesses. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. Up to this verse 9, we have read a complaint of a man who begins to compare himself. He says, I have God in my heart, but there are others who don't. However, it seems that this is not enough. I am paraphrasing what he is explaining to us there and how he's feeling. So he realizes and says, others are proud, weak, treat other people badly, misbehave in a very wrong way, and yet they do well. He says, I started to get sick because I started to see the attitude and I was confused. How is it that they are misbehaving and they are doing so well? These are his words. Then, later in verse 12, he continues writing, look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. Verse 13 says, did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Look at the question. Asaf starts asking himself, could it be that keeping myself for God was in vain? Did I kept innocent for no reason? Have you ever asked that question yourself? Could it be that I am doing good in vain? Should I misbehave to do well? Verse 14 says, I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I try to understand why the weak prosper, but what a difficult task it is. Only after verse 16, he says how hard it is to understand why the wicked one do well. But in verse 17, he starts to understand the answer and the true perspective in which he should see life. And he says, then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. This is tough, right? He comes to a conclusion and says, I went before you and prayed. I did not try to find a reason anymore. I did not want to understand in my own strength. I went to pray. He says the only way to understand is in God, and he finally understood the fate of the wicked ones. Yes, maybe at the moment they can say that they are very healthy and rich, but what will be their end? That's where everything changes. And then in verse 21, with all this situation, he says, then I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. He admits that he failed. He realizes that he did not do the right thing. He recognizes that before seeking an answer in his own strength, before letting himself be carried away by his heart and his pain, and judging things from the position in which the world was placing him, he advises, pray, let God show you the truth. What is truly the truth that comes from him? And that truth will make you free. How will it set me free? It will make me see things as they really are, and not as I think they are. Today, my beloved friend, maybe you are full of questions. I cannot give you the answers, but I can assure you that if you go to God, that if you pray to God, he will give you the right answers. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these simple but necessary words. Lord, questions that are constantly lurking, that will make us doubt. But thank you because you remind us of your infinite love and mercy, and that everything has a purpose, and that processes are needed in our life. And in the middle of the pain, there is always blessings. Lord, your perspective is always the best. Today we ask you to teach us, to help us see all things clearly, and help us to remain in you, that our heart can be healed, Lord, and we can move forward in life, knowing that the interesting thing is not to spend the moment, but to know where our eternity is going to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. And therefore, I want to invite you to receive a daily word. That's why you need to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just in Time Devotionals. A hug and blessings.